Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the members will remember, yesterday we perfected HCS for House Bill 555, the Missouri MVP Act, standing for Most Vulnerable Persons. And just to very quickly review the components of this legislation, it includes new protections for the parental rights of individuals with disabilities. It designates the month of October in our K-12 public schools as Disability History and Awareness Month. It puts into state statute mental health first aid in Missouri. It adds comprehensive day rehab services following traumatic brain injuries or TBIs to the list of services covered under MoHealthNet subject to appropriations. It adds a mental health practitioner to the 18-member MoHealthNet Oversight Committee. It creates a tax checkoff whereby Missouri taxpayers can donate through their tax return to help reduce the developmental disabilities wait list. It requires all new accessible, all new parking signs related to disabled parking to contain the words accessible parking and not handicap or handicap parking. It removes all references to mentally retarded or mental retardation or handicap in state law and changes them to developmentally disabled or developmental disability or disabled. And finally, it adds individuals with mental disabilities, especially autism, to the list of people whose service dogs must be allowed access to public places, especially for search and rescue of a person who may have become lost. And the members will recall we did have a few amendments that passed yesterday. Namely, we had an amendment that would add subject or appropriations hearing aids to the list of medical equipment covered under MoHealthNet. The gentleman from Madera also had an amendment dealing with transportation of prisoners who may be experiencing mental illness. And then the gentleman from Clay also had a bill dealing with children with disabilities under MoHealthNet in terms of presumptive eligibility. And I believe the gentleman from Clay is going to comment on that. There was some discrepancy in terms of the initial fiscal note that we received of around $100,000 subject to appropriation. That fiscal note, once the department responded, became quite higher. And so the gentleman from St. Louis, fiscal review chairman, has been kind enough to move the bill out of fiscal review toward rules. But it is with the understanding and agreement that we will be stripping that provision regarding SCHIP from this legislation because the fiscal note is simply too high. I do want to inform the members as well some very good news that Senator Eric Schmidt, who we all know has been a champion of disabilities in the Senate and who has a son himself that has autism, will be handling this legislation in the Senate. So it will be good in good hands for the stewardship of that through the Senate. And we look forward to this becoming a law. Madam Speaker, I would just say in closing before I open up to any questions or comments that I again want to thank the Speaker of the House, Steve Tilley, for making this a priority. The appointment of the Special Standing Committee on Disability Services on January 25th was a historic advancement for disabilities advocacy and priority in the House of Representatives. And Speaker Tilley said that he is making this a top priority, and he has followed through on that commitment. And this body of legislation in this disability omnibus represents a historic advancement for individuals with disabilities in Missouri. And with that, I renew my motion and would be happy to answer any questions. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
The gentleman from Jackson has passed for House Committee. Has moved House Committee substitute for House Bill 555 be third, read, and passed. Discussion, gentleman from Cole. Clay. For what purpose do you rise?
To speak on the bill, madam. Madam
Go
Speaker.
Go right ahead.
It's nice to see you there, Madam Speaker, and the only problem is you won't be there very long. That's too bad. I'd like to speak on this bill. And the gentleman from Jackson, I appreciate what he's done. He allowed me to add my amendment. He is doing the right thing. I will be voting for the bill. But I just wanted to point out that it's this body's decision on the qualifications of SCHIP and Mo Health Net. And, you know, the department has decided that this cost on just renewing children on the program, automatic renewal, presumption that they are qualified, is suddenly going to cost $10 million. But, you know, it's the Department of Social Services' job to sign up and be sure that these kids receive benefits. I believe the fiscal note on the amendment is bloated. But last year we passed a bill against their recommendations that would help sign up these kids when they enroll in school. In this physical note, they're concerned that 20,000 kids might actually qualify if the renewal process was done the way we had asked. They think it's best to leave those kids without coverage, and they prefer to wait and let them sign up at a later date. I ask, are social services failing to do their job? I and others have been accused of being against the 80,000 children that are not signed up but who qualify. I think it's the department's job to make an attempt to help these kids that are eligible be signed up. This is the same department in 2009 that allowed $2 million to lapse without using it for our children's health care. These eligible kids will be treated in our emergency rooms at a cost to our taxpayers. I believe the department needs to work with myself and the to protect the children and their health benefits through the SCHIP program. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further discussion? Gentleman from St. Louis County, why do you rise?
To speak in support of the legislation.
Proceed.
I will be very brief. I do also want to thank our House Speaker, Steve Tilley, for his support, not only as Speaker, but as floor leader and as a member over the years. He has been a champion for this issue, which needs the attention of this legislature. I also want to thank the gentleman from Grismore District, who no one on this floor has done more work in support of these children than the representative from Grismore District, also the gentleman from Nance District. He, too, is connected to this issue through the two grandchildren, two beautiful grandsons that are also members of the autism community. I do want to thank all the members that have supported it in the past, and I urge you to continue to support it for a group of people that in many cases can't speak for themselves. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further discussion? Lady from St. Louis County, why do you rise?
Yes, Madam Speaker, which does have a nice ring. I'd like to also speak on the bill.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I would like to also give my very big congratulations to the sponsor of this and the actual chair of the Disabilities Committee. We totally appreciate all of your work, and particularly including all of as many consent bills have included into this bill. Each one of them on their own might be on their face, seem very small, not affecting many people, but I think together, put this together, we should remember that even our smallest attempt at trying to affect legislation or to fix our state statutes really does have a large impact on many people in our state. And I guess I want to thank the sponsor once again for all of your hard work and your dedication to this. And I urge the body to please vote for this bill.
Further questions? There being none, gentlemen from Jackson County, go ahead and close. No?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It is a privilege to be able to close with you in the dais, and we do thank you and commend you for all of your years of excellent service, and we know that you will continue that standard of excellence and service to your constituents as the mayor in St. Charles. And Madam Speaker, I do want to thank my colleagues for their support of this legislation. I especially want to again thank the Speaker the members of the committee. We have worked very hard in a very short amount of time to make historic advances for disability services in this state. And I hope that in coming years, it will be burned within our legislative conscience the priority that individuals with disabilities should be among those that receive the first portions of government funding. And we have a great opportunity with this body of legislation to begin down the road of making that priority. And again, my drive, my passion to fight for individuals with disabilities is driven by my daughter Rebecca, who died 8.5 years ago of complications of Prader-Willi syndrome. And I thank God for every day we had with her, but I also thank God for what she taught us and what we experienced in terms of what families with children with disabilities go through. And this legislation has components for the developmentally disabled, for those with physical disabilities, as well as those dealing with mental health issues. And in this year, when we've had controversies from canines to congressional redistricting to payday loans, this piece and body of legislation is one on which we can be unified and honored to carry this legislation through to see it become law. All of these bills that are in the underlying bills that made up this omnibus passed through our committee unanimously on a bipartisan basis. And this is a historic day for individuals with disabilities in Missouri. And I thank again Speaker Tilley for making this possible. And with that, Madam Speaker, I renew my motion.